You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog pounds, you're passionate, you're loyal, you're loud, and we want to thank you for creating one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. Best Fans Week's going on now through December 14th as the Cleveland Browns honor the best fans in the league. The Dog Pound. Visit bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com. That's bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com to see what's going on each day, including giveaways, contests, special offers, a player pop-up, and more. That's bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com. Let's go to Al in Mansfield joining Matt Wilhelm and myself here on CBD.
Yeah, I just had a question about the consistency of Josh Gordon's running patterns. It seemed like the first game when he played with Hoyer, they had some kind of connection, and then it seemed to deteriorate. I'm thinking that maybe he missed him a couple times, and then the route running just got inconsistent, and I'm hoping that he doesn't do the same thing with Johnny if Johnny doesn't put every ball right in his hand.
I think he will be energized, and I know that as a professional, you don't want somebody to have to be energized by the quarterback switch, but just reading his body language, it seems like this will be a good move for Josh Gordon.
I agree, and I think also, too, is after the Atlanta game, the rapport wasn't as strong as we might have thought because there might be some rust around Josh Gordon, and he's working through those, and he's working with a quarterback who was not playing his best and struggling with accuracy, struggling with confidence. So those two things were kind of the detriment in some cases of Josh Gordon and Brian Hoyer as a connection. And now moving forward, I do think that, you know, Josh Gordon, who's probably only, 23, 24 years old, has got to be energized by the personality and the dynamic football player that is Johnny Manziel. And in this case, it could be something, a connection that we could see here in Cleveland for the next 5-plus years.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's dip into our mailbag right now. Start with Kyle Bond. Says, do you see the Browns making the playoffs at 10-6 if they finish the season with 3 wins? They're going to need a lot of help, but at least that's the only way I can see them making the playoffs. So
I agree.
Let's go. Let's do it. At Valley Joe says, do you see any design quarterback draws for Manziel this Sunday? Was a very effective play at A&M.
Yeah, I do. I could see that. It's just it's not a prototypical NFL football play, so it's got to be a few things. It's got to be repped all week in practice so that they master it for it to be executed in a football game or called in a football game. But secondly, it's got to be the right down and distance in the right situation in a football game. You know, where you see kind of like down inside the red zone, where you might see, we saw Andrew Luck, you know, run that kind of like that pull with the, you know, kind of action to hand the ball off. I could see it happening down there. You see it a lot in college. If you watch the Buckeyes, you saw it a lot from JT Barrett and Cardale Jones and Braxton Miller. It's got to be the right situation.
You watch the Buckeyes?
What? I watched them 11 in a row. Yes, I did.
Yeah, boy.
Or 10 in a row. But yes, I could see it, but I think they'd have to master it first and feel completely comfortable with it to call it.
All right, here's another one. I think it's a good question as well. Who benefits more from Johnny, the run game or the pass game? That's asked by at KBrew55.
I think this entire offense and this team, for that matter, which is kind of that spark is going to go further than just the offense. I think he'll inject that confidence into the run game. I think if he practices very well this week, which I don't think there's any inclination that he won't. And he exudes the confidence, as we heard from Scott Petrak earlier, as the starter. The guys will completely buy in because right now they do know they have hope, and that hope lies in the success of Johnny Manziel.
At ZLock17 says, does Shanahan call a special playbook for Manziel, or do they stick with the traditional plan? I can answer that one. Mike Pettine did as well. I think they will stick basically with what they have, but add in some of those wrinkles that they introduced in training camp that are very Johnny-specific to take advantage of his skill set. It will not be exactly the same offense as you saw with Brian Hoyer, but it will not be it will not be a completely different offense than you saw either. A lot of the same core principles, but they will do things to take advantage of Johnny's skill set, and we saw that against Buffalo. Designed rollouts early and often, get them out in space, run to be able to throw. I think that certainly is good, and I think you'll see more of that here with the Cleveland Browns. And this is one for you to be able to talk up. I think it's good. What matchup differences will Johnny Manziel bring in round two against Cincy this week? That's from our guy Tony Columbi. And Trevor Campbell is kind of the same thing. How will defenses change to have to defend Manziel and the Browns offense now compared to what they had to do with Brian Hoyer?
Well,
you
can
talk about that from that defensive standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. You're stretching the player's responsibility defensively. You're adding a different factor. You're creating a little bit of doubt. Because they don't have much to go off of. So as we heard Marvin Lewis say, and we'll hear later in the second hour, and his comments about this team and in preparing for Johnny Manziel, they're not going to do much different, but they will spend time on the differences, if that makes sense, because it's going to be very clear to us that the tempo with which this offense plays, the routes that Johnny likes to throw versus Brian, those will change. And then also, too, the way in which he makes his decisions and when he pulls the ball, because again, he is still a rookie quarterback. And for those of you, some of you might say that, well, Brian Hoyer was a, you know, kind of a one read guy too. Well, then maybe it might look the same, but they're just going to go about it differently.
I think that's a very good point there. All right. When we come back here, wrapping up our first hour, Michael Redguy will be in for me. I'm going to head off to do Sunday Strategy downtown, and you guys will get to hear at the beginning of 2 o'clock right away. You will hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. That will be Mike Pettine as he addresses the media and his press conference announcing officially Johnny Manziel is the starting quarterback. That's coming up right after this.